envy? Why carpest thou? My time is spent so ill, and terms our work fruits of an idle quill. Or that, unlike the line from whence I sprung, war's dusty honours are refused, being young. Nor that I study not the brawling laws, nor set my voice to sail in every cause. Thy scope is mortal, mine eternal fame, that all the world may ever chant my name. Homer shall live while Tenedos stands and eyed, or into sea swift Simois doth slide. Ascraeus lives while grapes with new wine swell, or men with crooked sickles corn down fell. The world shall of Callimachus ever speak, his art excelled, although his wit was weak. For ever lasts high Sophocles' proud vein, with sun and moon Aratus shall remain. While bondmen cheat, fathers be hard, bawds whorish, and strumpets flatter, shall Menander flourish. Rudinius and Plautus, full of wit, are both in fame's eternal legend writ. What age of Varro's name shall not be told, and Jason's Argos, and the fleets of gold? Lofty Lucretius shall live that hour, that nature shall dissolve this earthly bower. Aeneas's war, and Tityrus shall be read, while Rome of all the conquered world is head. Till Cupid's bow and fiery shafts be broken, thy verses, sweet Tibullus, shall be spoken. And Gaulus shall be known from east to west, so shall Lycurus, whom he loved best. Therefore, when flint and iron wear away, verse is immortal and shall ne'er decay. Let kings give place to verse and kingly shows, and banks o'er which gold-bearing Tagus flows. Let base-conceited wits admire viled things. Fair Phoebus, lead me to the Muses' springs. About my head be quivering myrtle wound, and in sad lovers' heads let me be found. The living, not the dead, can envy bite, for after death all men receive their right. Then, though death rakes my bones in funeral fire, I'll live, and as he pulls me down, mount higher.